This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Boys and girls, and welcome to the Halloween episode of Trivia for Kids.
You should probably go because my mom is a vampire.
That was Casey. That was me. Did I fool you?
Yeah. I'm new on the podcast. My name is Trisha.
Trisha. What? Can I call you Trish?
Quinn had to take the day off.
Can I call you Trish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, Casey.
Well, if you get to have a new name, I'd like for you to call me Louise.
Okay. Louis.
Louise and Trish coming at you. My word. It kind of goes with Halloween. You know, you get to pretend to be somebody else on Halloween. So maybe we can pretend to be somebody else today.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, I have like a Roman, I don't want to say the word goddess because that's certainly not what I am, but like a Roman soldier.
Heiress.
I don't know, like a Roman lady with like a toga type thing and a thing. I don't know. Roman lady. There's what I'm going to be. Brooks is going to be like a Roman soldier that has one of those cool masks with the feather mohawk helmet and the armor and chain sleeves and sword. And so anyway, I'm his mom.
And I'm a flapper.
What is a flapper, Quinn?
So in the 1920s, there was this group of like 20-year-old girls, and they would go to like these parties, and they'd have flapper dresses and head things like that had little feathers on the end, and the flapper dresses like shake when you shake.
They have frills or
yeah, frills and little like
what are those called?
Strings
hanging down, strings. What are those fringes? Yeah,
yeah.
Fringes.
Yeah,
Ren is going as the scariest thing she can. Ren doesn't want to be like a girly thing ever. She wants to be something terrifying.
Last year she was like this black mask with like orange stitches, and this year she's going to be the Scream. And if you squeeze a heart, blood runs down the face.
Her blood runs down the face of the mask. Ren's goal is just to terrify people. So.
And remember, it's not real.
Not real.
It's
nope. Not Halloween real. Is just for fun. And our family, oh man, we love Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to say thank you so much for everybody who has reached out after our big announcement after last week's episode. I just really appreciate, you know, those of you who wrote in and just said like you were sad too and that you don't want to see us go. And people have reached out to try to help. And so I'm going to try, you guys. I'm going to try to figure out how to keep this going. We are still going to take a break. And like I said, reassess and just try to figure out how to do this better. And yeah. So anybody that has reached out and said, can I help or whatever, that just means the world to me. So thank you so much. And I think partially what it comes down to is that we just need more listeners. So if you could still continue to tell people about us, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your people at school, tell strangers on the street about Trivia for Kids, the podcast, then that would be awesome and so helpful. So yeah, this will be the last one, but hopefully not forever. And if you email me with ideas, I'm keeping them. I've still got my list. You're still on the list. And hopefully someday we will get that shout out. But today, because this is going to be the last one for a little while, oh man, do we have jokes. Are you ready?
Yes, we
and we're going to go through
Louise.
Them kind of fast. Ready? Oh, Trish, I forgot already. Okay, this one comes from Will. Why did the vampire go to the doctor?
Because he was coughing.
Because he was coughing. Love it. Bronson says, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 789.
That is true. This one's from Wes. What happened when the shark became famous?
No idea.
He was a starfish.
Ha!
Luke. Thanks, Luke. What kind of tree fits in your hand?
A palm tree.
A palm tree. This one's from Damien. What is the difference between a bird and a fly?
One of them eats bugs and one of them is a bug.
Well, that's true. A bird can fly, but a fly can't bird.
Oh,
that's a good one. This one is from Poppy. Why do ice cream cones always carry an umbrella?
In case it rains.
Because there's always a chance of sprinkles. This one's from Adeline and Amelia. What did the bee say to the other bee?
Buzz off.
I'm beezy. I'm always beezy too. Hayden says, what is a cat's favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. This one's from Lucy. What did the butter say to the toast?
No idea.
I'll butter you up.
Ha!
And Nutella you up if you're Quinn. I mean Trish. This one is from Jack. What do you get when you cross grape jelly with a helicopter?
I love this idea.
A jellicopter. That's funny. Okay, Caroline. What is an octopus's favorite food?
Fish.
Octopi.
Ha!
Nora wants to say this one. What is a snake's favorite subject?
History.
Yes, it is. Eris, thank you. What did the bald man get at the pet store?
A dog.
Hair.
A hair like a rabbit.
Oren, Ellie, and Noah say, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ida.
Idaho.
Nope, it's Idaho. Like the state. Yes. Okay, Maddie and Cal. What does a rain cloud wear under its jacket?
Thunderwear.
And the last one comes from Zane and Jude. What kind of suit does a duck wear?
A duxedo.
All right. Like I started with, this is the Halloween episode.
Wow.
So everything's going to be kind of Halloween related. Ready to do it?
Only if you are, Louise.
Ready, Trish?
Let's go. Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number 1, the category is Halloween. Question 1. What tradition of ancient Egyptian burials has sparked a Halloween movie and costume trend? Question 2. In the movie Hocus Pocus, what is the last name of the infamous wicked sisters that come back to haunt Salem? Question 3. What famous magician died on Halloween in 1926? Question 4. Around 35 million pounds of what are made for the autumn and Halloween season every year? Question 5. What popular green monster was created as a science experiment? Question 6. What is the term for a human who has died but has been reanimated? Question 7. What are witches known to ride on? And now the answers to round 1. Question 1. What tradition of ancient Egyptian burials has sparked a Halloween movie and costume trend?
Mummification?
Yeah, or mummies. I think mummies are very much associated with Halloween. You guys just watched a Halloween movie on Disney Plus the other day. What was it called?
Under Wraps.
Under Wraps, yes. It was good. Did you like it?
Yeah. What are under your wraps?
That's for my own private knowledge, lady. Question two. In the movie Hocus Pocus, what is the last name of the infamous wicked sisters that come back to haunt Salem?
I can't remember.
The Sanderson sisters.
I remember that now.
Yes. Question three. Which famous magician died on Halloween in 1926?
Me. I'm kidding. I'm neither of those things. I'm not dead and I'm not a magician.
What's your answer?
No idea.
Harry Houdini.
Really?
Yeah, he died on Halloween. Question four. Around 35 million pounds of what are made for the autumn and Halloween season every year?
Candy corn.
That's right.
Yes!
35 million pounds of candy corn for one season. Wow. I love candy corn. I wouldn't eat 35 million pounds of it, though. Would you?
I would probably throw up white and orange and yellow.
Yeah, Ren would, though. Ren would eat all 35 million pounds. Question five. What popular green monster was created as a science experiment?
The Hulk.
What? Frankenstein. The Hulk.
He was made.
Okay, so his name is actually Frankenstein's monster because Frankenstein was the last name of the scientist that created him. So, yeah. Frankenstein, as we know him, is actually Frankenstein's monster. Question six. What is the term for a human who has died but has been reanimated?
A ghost.
A zombie. Also not real. Also not real. Except for Zed and Addison. Nope, Addison's not a zombie. She's a what?
Cheerleader.
She's a cheerleader, right? Question seven. What are witches known to ride on?
Cats. I'm kidding. Mops. Broomstick.
Broomsticks is correct. Doesn't one of the Sanderson sisters ride on a vacuum?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you said vacuum, sure. Why not? Round number two. The category is Harry Potter. Question one. What are the names of the four houses in Hogwarts? Question two. What animal can Harry speak to? Question three. What is Dumbledore's first name? Question four. What animal can Remus Lupin turn into? Question five. Who escaped from Azkaban and turns out to be Harry's godfather? Question six. What is Harry's position in the wizarding sport of Quidditch? Question seven. Hedwig is the name of Harry Potter's what? Round two answers. Question one. What are the four houses in Hogwarts?
Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, and Slytherin.
Correct. Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin and Gryffindor.
What one would you want to be a part of?
Well, of course, Gryffindor, because that's the one that Harry's part of. But probably, I mean, I like the name I like the best. Ravenclaw.
Yeah, I want to be in Ravenclaw.
Sounds tough. Question two. What animal can Harry speak to?
Snakes.
That's right. He is a
parcel tongue.
He's a parcel mouth who can speak parcel tongue, which means he can speak to snakes. Question three. What is Dumbledore's first name?
Albus.
Can you say that in a that way we can understand it? Voice.
Albus.
He has like 30 names. His name is like Albus, Percival, Donegan, something, something, Brian.
Brian.
Dumbledore. Yeah, it is. Brian's in there. He has all these like really fancy long names. Brian is one of them. Question four. What animal can Remus Lupin turn into?
Is it a wolf?
A werewolf. Oh, correct.
I was pretty much close.
Question five. Who escaped from Azkaban and turns out to be Harry's godfather?
Sirius Black.
That is a scary name. Sirius Black. He is Sirius.
Well, his first name is spelled S-I-R-I-U-S.
Yeah.
So.
It's a cool name.
I mean, it's not S-E-R-I-U.
I-O-U-S.
O-U-S. I'm losing it, Mom.
Question six. What is Harry's position in the wizarding sport of Quidditch?
Isn't he like a snitch finder?
Yeah, but what's his position called?
The snitch finder.
He's the seeker.
I haven't read these books in forever.
I haven't read him ever, and I still knew that he was a seeker.
Oh.
Question seven. Hedwig is the name of Harry Potter's what?
Wig. I'm kidding. It's his owl.
It is his owl. His wig's name is Hedwig. I suppose that would be a good name for it. No, it is his owl. Pet owl.
Wow.
Round number three. The category is mysteries. Question one. What has the Loch Ness Monster been affectionately called since the 1940s? Question two. What is the name of the van that Scooby-Doo and the gang ride in when they are in pursuit of solving mysteries? Question three. What famous fictional detective is known around the world for his brilliant analytical skills and his ability to sort carefully through complex clues with the help of his partner, Watson? Question four. In North American folklore, what is an alternative name used for the mysterious ape-like creature known as Bigfoot? Question five. In what movie are a group of misfit friends on a quest to find treasure from One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship? Question six. What name is given to the region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean where a number of ships and aircraft are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances? Question seven. What book series follows the lives of three orphaned siblings, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny, as they live with Count Olaf and continuously find out mysteries about their family? Round three answers. Question one. What has the Loch Ness Monster been affectionately called since the 1940s?
Nessie.
It's a cute little nickname for the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, I didn't even realize that it was because of the Loch Ness Monster.
Question two. What is the name of the van that Scooby-Doo and the gang ride in when they are in pursuit of solving mysteries?
The Mystery Machine.
Yeah, the Mystery Machine. Can you do a Scooby-Doo imitation?
Raggy.
That wasn't very good. Question three. What fictional detective is known around the world for his brilliant analytical skills and his ability to sort carefully through complex clues with the help of his partner, Watson?
I knew Sherlock Holmes was going to be in here somewhere.
You did?
I did.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
I feel like he says that for some reason. Question four. In North American folklore, what alternative name is used for the mysterious ape-like creature known as Bigfoot?
Sasquatch.
Do you call him Bigfoot or Sasquatch?
Bigfoot.
Yeah, me too. Question five. In what movie are a group of misfit friends on a quest to find treasure from One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship?
Goonies!
Goonies! We just watched this movie. I was always telling Dan, Goonies was one of my favorite movies as a kid, and he didn't get it. He was like, I didn't watch it very much. So, did you like Goonies?
I did. It was very good. My favorite was probably Chunk.
Chunk is... My favorite is Data, but Chunk is right up there.
Oh, yeah, Data!
Question six. What name is given to the region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean where a number of ships and aircraft are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances?
The Bermuda Triangle. Did I just say the Bermuda?
Try it again.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, the mysterious place known as the Bermuda Triangle. What do you know about it? Stuff just disappears.
That the Bermuda Triangle have the same number of letters in both words.
That's did you just come up with that or did you know that?
I just came up
with it. Does it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow. Good job. Question seven. What book series follows the lives of three orphaned siblings, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny, as they live with Count Olaf and continuously find out mysteries about their family?
No idea.
This book series is called A Series of Unfortunate Events. Have you heard of it? Yeah, me too. Then there's a movie that's called Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh.
Sounds good. We should watch that.
Maybe.
Maybe. Round number four. The category is weird but true. Question one. What food was over 4,000 years old and found in a tomb in Egypt? Question two. What part of a hippo's body is about 2 feet wide? Question three. What male bird can actually roar like a lion? Question four. Star Wars creators designed what character to look like Albert Einstein? Question five. In Switzerland, you have to own at least 2 of what type of pet? Question six, true or false? Fruit Loops are all the same flavor. Question seven, a study showed that animals with longer yawns had larger what? And now the answers to round four. Quinn, I have a feeling you're going to be really good at these because you love the Weird But True books and the Ripley's books and the Guinness Book of World Records. You really love weird stuff. So I think you're going to be good at this one.
Weird kid.
I'm a weird mom, so it's okay. If we were all regular and like each other, the world would sure be boring. Question one. What food was over 4,000 years old and found in a tomb in Egypt?
I want to say popcorn, but I know that's not true.
The answer is a piece of cake. To the ancient Egyptians, bread symbolized renewed life, and this preserved cake accompanied a member of a royal family as he made his journey to the afterlife.
Wow.
Yeah, that cake survived a long time. I bet it tasted disgusting. Question two. What part of a hippo's body is about 2 feet wide?
Its throat.
Its lips.
What?
Wow, right? If you think about it, the lips have to make their way all the way around that big old bulbous mouth.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. Question three. What male bird can actually roar like a lion?
No idea.
An ostrich.
Ostrich?
Yeah.
Ostrich.
No, look at the word. Ostrich.
That's like me saying Louisiana or like Arkansas.
It's not ostrich. Well, look at how the word is spelled. O-S-T-R-I-C-H. Ostrich.
Well, then pterodactyl is pterodactyl, Mom. Yeah.
Question four. Star Wars creators designed what character to look like Albert Einstein?
Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda. According to the makeup artist, Yoda's face is based on his own and Albert Einstein's, particularly the eye wrinkles on his face. He did so with Albert Einstein so Yoda would appear more stereotypically intelligent.
Oh.
Which is smart because he thought, okay, I need Yoda to look smart. So who has a very distinct face that people would know? So that if I made Yoda look like him, they would automatically associate that with intelligence. Enter Albert Einstein.
Really? I don't get Albert Einstein when I look at Yoda.
Well, if you think like the wrinkles around his face kind of, you'll have to look at him. We'll take a look. Question five. In Switzerland, you have to own at least 2 of what type of pet?
Camels.
Camels.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'm kidding.
It's guinea pigs.
What?
Since guinea pigs are such social creatures, one guinea pig would get lonely. So having just one is considered animal abuse in Switzerland. I love this because I've heard that guinea pigs, they need to like come in pairs because they will get lonely. Like they have to be with another guinea pig. So I like this law, Switzerland. Good work.
Yeah.
Question six, true or false? Fruit Loops are all the same flavor.
That's true.
That is true. Despite their different colors, Fruit Loops are all the same color. Nope. All the same flavor. Oh, goodness. Question seven. A study showed that animals with longer yawns had larger what?
Bedtimes. I'm just kidding. Naps.
No, they had larger brains. Psychologist Andrew Gallup and colleagues watched YouTube videos of 29 mammals, including mice, cats, walruses, and elephants yawning. They found that animals with larger brains tend to have longer yawns. Interesting. So like an ostrich has a very small brain, so is his yawn like, oh, and that's it?
It goes, mop.
Actually, well, if he roars like lion, it'd be like, mop.
Oh, yeah.
Too long. Round number five. The category is movie villains. Question one. In the absence of Simba, who became king after betraying Mufasa in The Lion King? Question two. Which evil queen turns into a fire-breathing dragon at the end of Sleeping Beauty? Question 3. There are a lot of villains in the Marvel Universe, but who is the ultimate enemy of the Avengers? Question 4. Which villain was a pirate whose greatest fear was of a ticking crocodile in Peter Pan? Question 5. What blue fire-haired villain was based on Greek mythology in Hercules? Question 6. Lex Luthor is the arch nemesis of which superhero? Question 7. Which villain's excessive need for power made him seek Aladdin and his genie in a lamp? And now the round 5 answers. Question 1. In the absence of Simba, who became king after betraying Mufasa in The Lion King?
Was it Scar?
Scar. He was a bad guy. Question 2. Which evil queen turns into a fire-breathing dragon at the end of Sleeping Beauty?
Maleficent.
Yes, it is Maleficent with her horned hat thing that she wears.
Can I answer in like a devious voice?
Sure. Yeah. This is movie villains, so why not? Question 3. There are a lot of villains in the Marvel Universe, but who is the ultimate enemy of the Avengers?
Thanos.
Thanos. He is the ultimate purple-faced bad guy. He's the worst of the worst. Question 4. Which villain was a pirate whose greatest fear was of a ticking crocodile in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Yes. And why was Captain Hook so afraid of the ticking crocodile?
Because it bit his hand off.
Yeah, that's why he's Captain Hook, because he bit his hand off. I'd be afraid of it too. Question 5. What blue fire-haired villain was based on Greek mythology in Hercules?
Hades!
Hades.
He's my favorite character in Hercules.
God of the underworld, I think he is.
Yeah.
God of the bad guys. Question 6. Lex Luthor is the arch nemesis of which superhero?
Batman. No. Nope. Oh, no, wait. That's the Joker. Clark Kent.
Superman. Clark Kent is Superman. So, yes, correct answer. Question 7. Which villain's excessive need for power made him seek Aladdin and his genie in a lamp?
Jafar and Iago.
Jafar.
And Iago.
I like how Jafar talks in that movie.
You should talk like him.
I sound foolish.
You sound
coolish. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. What is the term for a human who has died but has been reanimated?
A zombie.
Question 2. In North American folklore, what alternative name is used for the mysterious ape-like creature known as Bigfoot?
The Sasquatch.
Question 3. What part of a hippo's body is about 2 feet wide?
His lips.
Question 4. Lex Luthor is the arch nemesis of which superhero?
Superman.
Question five. Around 35 million pounds of what are made for the autumn and Halloween season every year?
Candy corn.
Question six. Star Wars creators designed what character to look like Albert Einstein?
Yoda.
Question seven. What male bird can actually roar like a lion?
An ostrich.
All right, gang, here come the shout outs for the category ideas. Mummies comes from Nova. Thanks, Nova. Halloween comes from Ace. Thank you. Halloween candy comes from Arden.
Thank you.
Harry Potter comes from Aaliyah.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Weird But True comes from Kenley and Riley Ann.
Thank you, guys.
Mysteries comes from Eris.
Thanks, Eris.
A Series of Unfortunate Events comes from Avra.
Thanks, Avra.
Movie Villains comes from Zane and Jude.
Thank you, guys.
And oh, buddy, here come the birthdays. So, since I've got a really long list of birthdays from people, and we might not be doing the podcast during those weeks, I'm just going to wish everybody who is on my list a happy birthday. Are you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Langston Jr., Cole, Nivrika, Ella,
Louisa,
Adeline,
Amelia,
Madeline,
Jack,
Aton,
Austin,
Alice,
Zach,
Noah,
Paige,
Kenley and her dog Toby,
Riley Ann,
Mason F,
Lily,
Silly Willy,
Nova,
Liliana,
and Cole,
Malik,
Emily,
Gracie Girl and her brother Jack,
David,
Conrad,
Darren,
Apollo. Happy birthday to you. And just some general shout outs we received. We got a really nice email from Twigy. It was a tough spell. I hope I pronounced it correctly. But he wanted to give a shout out to his little brother, Dylan. I thought that was so sweet. So hi, Dylan and Tegan. Hi, Tegan. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, for taking the time to be a part of our life. And you know what? We genuinely hope we'll talk to you soon. Take care. We love you
guys.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you have a question idea or even an entire category, please email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com.